It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Joe Hawk. We're backstage at Shoreline for the 2016 Vans Warped Tour. And Joe, we have a very special guest.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. We got Bert from Chunk, no Captain Chunk.
Yes, hello guys.
What's awesome.
Yeah.
And kudos to Joe. He's been practicing. Make sure he said the whole name correctly.
Oh, Chunk.
I know. You know, like the mistake that happens a lot is like the no Chunk Captain, no Chunk. So it's like it's weird, but. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, actually, Joe, didn't you want to introduce or say...
Bonjour. Welcome.
Bonjour.
Even though I took Spanish in high school, I know. Hello.
But, thanks again for making the time today. I understand you just woke up, right?
Yeah. It was a long drive to come here, but I'm glad we made it here. This is one of our favorite places to play in the United States here.
So. The Bay Area.
Northern California, and the weather is so nice. Temperature is so nice. It's awesome.
I was going to say, how has been the rest of the tour? Because we're coming kind of towards the end right now, but how's been the rest of the tour going?
Awesome. Like, really... It started weird for us because our bass player didn't make it to the United States last minute.
Wait, what?
So,
what?
Yeah, that was a whole thing. Basically his visa got denied.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, shit happens.
Oh, damn. So what happened?
So yeah, we had to figure out like a whole backing track system for like the first couple shows. That was a mess for us, but after the first week, I guess, we got more comfortable and it, but yeah, that whole first week was just weird.
So okay, have you had a replacement bass player, or are you just going, you said with just
yeah track? now we have a bass player, a replacement bass player,
just for this tour purpose,
just for like pretty much.
Wow.
that was a mess.
So I mean, do you guys live overseas as well, or do you live out here in the U.S.
we now? we still live in Paris.
Okay.
We're going like back home in between tours, you know.
Okay.
And I think it's a good way to, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like asking myself if it would be cool to actually move here, especially in a nice place like here in Northern California, which is great. But, you know, we have all of our friends, families, girlfriends over there, and you know, it's kind of hard to like take that kind of decision when I don't know. So maybe one day, maybe.
Nice.
We never know.
So just your thoughts on touring through the U.S. What's your thoughts on just coming to America?
It's sick, honestly. Especially on Warped Tour. Warped Tour is kind of like the ultimate tour for that kind of music. And I feel like, because we've played like a bunch of big festivals in Australia, in the UK, but I think this is like the main one, you know, like you cannot beat Warped Tour in terms of like, because it's like a long tour, it's big, there's like so many bands all around the US. I don't know, it's like, it has a very special vibe, you know, there's like nothing that I, no, yeah, nothing like Warped Tour. I don't
think
so.
Is this your third one that you've been
exactly,
on?
Exactly, yeah.
Just how is this tour compared maybe to the first two?
Well, the main thing for us is that this year we got a bigger stage.
Okay.
Which is amazing for us because in 2012, 2014, which were amazing, we were playing the Ernie Ball stage, which was like the truck stage.
Yes.
Like, it was cool. Honestly, it was cool. I'm not complaining. But it's just, you know, you get to play like a bigger stage, bigger crowd, bigger sound.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's nice. Everything better.
Yeah, no, I remember 2012, your very first Warped Tour, when you were up at San Francisco near AT&T Park. That's how I discovered you guys, was at Warped Tour. So, and actually, it's kind of cool to see you guys move up from the smaller Ernie Ball stage, but then now you're literally going to be performing right behind us on the Poseidon stage?
Cyclops stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some mythical.
But yeah, I remember that show, actually. It's kind of like downtown.
Yeah, like, it's right. We're near the downtown San Francisco, right near where the San Francisco Giants play. It was actually one of their parking lots.
Yeah, that was one. I don't know. It was so cool. That was my favorite venue on the.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was great, and I think that it was our best merch sale day.
Really?
Ever?
That's
still
cool.
Now? Still now? This is like. Something, I don't know, that was unbelievable. We could not believe that.
That's nice. Cool.
That's crazy.
There we go. Bay Area giving love to these guys.
Exactly.
One thing I'm excited to talk to you guys is, one, with your band name, and I grew up loving the Goonies and stuff. And so, just funny story about Chunk is, so in high school, I've always been the big guy at school and stuff. And,
I know if you can tell.
Yes, but senior year in high school, we used to have, it was this English class, and we have campus security used to, you know, patrol around the campus and stuff. And so it was this older lady, and we always try to like get just scare her somehow. So my classmates, our teacher was out of the room, and this campus security was walking by, so they all wanted me to jump up on the desk in front of the windows and do
the truffle shuffle.
So I did it, and she looked at me like, "What the hell?" So I was wondering, at your show, do a lot of people like to do the truffle shuffle for fun? Or
this
anything?
Is like actually, let me think. This is one thing. Yeah, that happened maybe on the first Warped Tour. On that first Warped Tour, I remember. I can't remember where it was exactly, but like a bunch of kids actually were doing this. Like that was like trending, and it was. I think there's a video, but like during the show, like in the pit, like people were like doing. Were doing this. That was cool.
That's
cool.
That
was pretty cool. On a side note, we had like a bus. We bought a bus in the United States, okay. Which was kind of like a shuttle.
Yeah.
And we called it the Truffle Shuttle.
Nice. I love that. So since you guys, this is your third time around, so in a way, you kind of like are the veterans of this tour. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any younger bands maybe coming up to you guys for just maybe like tour advice or just like want you to kind of take them under your wing or anything like that?
There's a lot of big bands on this tour.
Yes.
We're not like, even if this is our third Warped Tour, we're still like, I don't know, there's so many like
big
bands. There's not a lot of actually like smaller bands. Maybe there's like less than the years before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's always, always like kids that really, you know, need some advice, and especially when it's their first Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know the only advice I'm like telling every day is every time it's you know, because when you're a young band, you're always, you know, questioning yourself. Yeah. You're asking too many questions. You know, it's you just have to believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and like don't let like anyone criticize like your art basically. And that's what we did. Like that's how we started. You know, like everybody was like, "What the fuck? What's that music, guys? Like it's weird." And
yeah,
we're like, "Yeah, but you know, we'll do it and we'll make it as far as we can." So and we got signed on an American label. We started mm-hmm. touring, and I feel like you need as an artist, you need a lot of. Maybe too much of self-confidence.
Nice.
So, like we mentioned, we are near the tail end of the tour. What are your plans for after Warped Tour? Do you guys going to sit down, maybe take some time off, do some writing, or are you guys going to go straight to another tour?
I think it's going to be time for us to like take a break. Uh-huh. Like it's going to be that time, like because we've been, you know, like there's been a cycle with like our last album, and we basically constantly tour. We've been constantly touring for like. Almost like a year and a half, which is exhausting. And I mean, it's awesome to like actually like end this album cycle with Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be time for us to like sit down, take a break and maybe start writing. I mean, not maybe for sure. We're going to start writing the next album. So,
awesome.
So yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited. Yeah.
Sweet. So we've been talking to a lot of bands about how this is the 20th anniversary of Vans Warped Tour.
Yep.
What would you say is kind of part of the success of this tour for its longevity compared to other tours that have come and gone?
The thing about Warped Tour is the fact that it's like it's a huge festival and it's long.
Yes.
That's the reason why. I mean, it's an awesome tour. It's so well organized. Like it's great. Honestly, like it's the best tour. The thing that you can compare, because obviously you can see like in Europe, there's a bunch of like huge festivals, like massive festivals. And there's like 10 times, like 50 times, like mm-hmm. bigger than Warped Tour. Yeah. But it's just one day, 2 days, maybe 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's not like 40 shows, more than 40 shows. I don't even know how many shows there's been on this tour, but it's a lot. And I think the reason why, and we can see it, like the more we are playing shows on Warped Tour, the more the bigger our following is getting. I don't know if it makes sense, but it's like we can see the crowds getting bigger more after shows. Yeah. You know, like it's and it's very cool. I mean, like it's a constant promotion for bands for like 2 months, and it's I think it's part of like the success and the I don't know, the bigness of the tour.
Well, is that kind of why you guys rather maybe do this tour than maybe try to do your own solo tour through the States? Is that kind of part of it? Just it's, you get more exposure this way?
To be honest, like if you try to do like a headlining tour,
yeah,
during Warped Tour, like in the summer, during the summer in the US, you're
okay. Yeah, that's
to be honest, yeah. Really. Yeah. Like, there's only this one tour that's going on right now that can compete. It's the Blink-182, A Day to Remember.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That is actually, yeah. That is, you know,
that's right. The only
that's
one
a good, yeah. That's competition, right?
Okay, I didn't think about
or
that.
Or Guns N' Roses.
Yes. Yeah. Guns N' Roses coming here this Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Wow, okay.
It's nuts. So what's do you want to go ahead and plug obviously your latest record to all our listeners out there, and by all means go then pick it up, encourage them to pick it up.
Yeah. So
go ahead, you want to talk about your latest record so far?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's been already like more than a year that we released this album. It's called Get Lost, Find Yourself. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's been an interesting record. We kind of changed everything on the writing process, which was really cool. And this is actually what we wanted, you know, like as a band, you know, we came to the point where, you know, after our second album, Pardon My French, we felt like we did pretty much everything in this style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, let's try something different. And we did some co-writings with some producers. It was very interesting, really interesting. And even like the recording process was very like different. And this is actually what we wanted. So it's pretty cool. But I'm pretty sure that for the next record, it's gonna be another different process.
Okay.
I don't know. I have a good feeling. I don't know. We started thinking about it, and it's going to be cool.
Are we going to see another Pongos cover anytime soon?
We love covers. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that the Pongos pub thing will be a thing anymore. I mean,
really?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Those are some of my favorite albums. So for some reason, I don't know.
These are great.
They're just so much fun.
And we love covers. Yeah. We love writing covers. Not writing covers, but making covers.
Right.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, if we don't get the chance to like be on the next Pongos pub, if that happens,
yeah,
we're gonna probably make our own. You know, just that'd like
which
like
one
that.
Was your favorite out of the covers you've done?
We're still playing All Star on this tour.
Mm-hmm. I saw Smash Mouth a couple months ago.
Really?
I finally got
yeah.
to see
wow.
that.
Yeah, this like for some reasons, because we've been playing this cover for a while now,
okay.
But
yeah,
the reason why we're still playing it is just because like instantly you can see the crowd like getting so into it, like everybody's singing the words. It's just insane. And yeah, we're playing it like about like in the middle of our set.
Okay.
And this is like pretty much like a turning point for us. It's like that's where the crowd really
get
it. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we always like to end our interviews partly with our we have a coworker named Chasta. She's not here right now. She's on maternity leave. She just had a baby, so we've been asking it for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's her almost famous question, which is in the movie. I don't know if you've seen it, but the big question there is, what does music mean to you? So I'll go ahead and ask you, what does music mean to you?
Wow, that's
no, we just got deep.
I know.
Wow, yeah.
Talking Smash Mouth to what music means to you.
Let's go talk to Phil right
yes.
now.
what music means to me? Well, music is our, as a band, music is our lives. You know, like it's, I grew up with music, and you know, I've never been so into like video games, movies, or stuff like that. It's always been music, and I started music with piano.
Cool.
So this is a totally different approach from like rock music.
Mm-hmm.
Started with like classical jazz and stuff like that, but it actually, I don't know, like you, like every time I sit in front of my piano, I'm like, I don't know, like I get excited, creative. It's like stuff, I don't know, it's hard. It's so hard to explain though. Like it's a very deep question.
Yeah.
But you know, I was meant to be a lawyer. I have a law degree. I was supposed to do all of this.
Wow.
And after my degree, I was like, you know what? I don't really want to do that.
You got to follow your heart, man.
And And we started touring, and it was great. So, yeah, music is definitely our life for sure. But I don't know. I could...
No, that's great. No, no,
that's a pretty good.
I love hearing that. That's great. That's great thing about that question is we never get the same answer. So
yeah.
I love hearing that. Well, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. Good luck with the remainder of the tour, and look forward to seeing you guys come to the Bay Area.
Definitely.
In the near future. And I encourage all the listeners to follow you guys on social media and your website and everything. And looking forward to seeing you guys again. So thank you again for making the time.
Thanks to you guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.